Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Feel Premier League with a £1,500 cash advance when we accept your claim. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Anfield in the two games that I've witnessed so far has been incredible. And this year we really want to make sure that Anfield is a real cauldron of a place to play in. And there's nothing more better than playing against the top teams early on to hopefully put down that marker of intent.
It's Radio City Sport bringing you the first Premier League game of the season here at Anfield. Liverpool take on the Premier League champions, Manchester City. The two sets of players are out on the field now as we get prepared for the opening game at Anfield in the Premier League for Liverpool's new manager, Brendan Rodgers. And it really couldn't have asked for a tougher start to the home league season than to welcome Manchester City here to Anfield. Let me give you a reminder of how Liverpool will line up this afternoon. Two changes for the Reds from the 11 who started against West Brom last week. Daniel Agger is suspended. Sebastian Quatez gets the nod ahead of Jamie Carragher to start in defence. Up front, Stuart Downing drops down to the bench. 17-year-old Raheem Sterling gets his first Premier League start in a red shirt. The Liverpool lineup in full. Pepe Reina in goal. A back four of Martin Kelly, Martin Skrtel, Sebastian Quatez and Glenn Johnson. Three in midfield, Lucas, Steven Gerrard and Joe Allen. And the front three, Raheem Sterling, Luis Suarez and Fabio Barini. On the bench for Liverpool, Brad Jones, Jose Enrique back from injury, Andy Carroll, Jordan Henderson, Jamie Carragher, Jonjo Shelvey and Stuart Downing. Manchester City, they've made five changes from their first game in the Premier League this season. Out go Julian Lescott, Gael Clichy, Jack Rodwell, David Silva and Sergio Aguero. In come Kolo Touré, Alexander Kolarov, Nigel de Jong, James Milner and Mario Balotelli. They start with Joe Hart in goal, Pablo Zabaleta, Vincent Kompany, Kolo Touré and Alexander Kolarov. Nigel de Jong and Yaya Touré in midfield. James Milner, Carlos Tevez and Samir Nasri will support Mario Balotelli. On the bench for the champions, Kostel Pantelon, the goalkeeper, Julian Lescott, Stefan Savic, David Silva, Jack Rodwell, Abdul Razak and Edin Dzeko. Our referee this afternoon is Andre Mariner. As I'm sure it's coming across loud and clear, there's a fantastic atmosphere inside Anfield for this one, and same probably the atmosphere never as exciting as before the first home league game of the season.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, this is a game everybody who come to this one, you're playing not only rivals from up the East Lanka, you're playing last year's champions. So I mean, it's terrific.
Well, the first score of the day has gone Manchester City's way as they turn Liverpool around in this first half. Liverpool will attack the top end in the first half rather than in the preferred second. Joe Hart takes a great round of applause, as is tradition, as he heads off to the cop away to our right-hand side with those red nets now at either end of the field. And certainly we hope that Liverpool will find the scoring touch and put the ball in the back of it at least once or twice this afternoon as well. But make no mistake, this is a tough challenge for Brendan Rodgers in his first Premier League game in charge here at Anfield. We've already seen one Manchester team sent packing from Merseyside this week. Can Liverpool do to City what Everton did to United on Monday? We'll find out here on Radio City Sport. Liverpool get us underway, attacking the cop end in this first half in all red, and the ball immediately swept back to Pepe Reina in the Liverpool goal. Out towards the left-hand side for Martin Skrtel, and back to the Liverpool keeper again. There's a lot of sunshine around, a few shadows in front of the cop goal, but it's a glorious afternoon for football, exactly what you'd expect an August game to be like. Here's Suarez. Gerrard will pick it up for Liverpool. Tries a snapshot there from 25 yards. It's comfortably wide of Joe Hart's right-hand post, but encouraging to see Gerrard right up there alongside Suarez and trying his luck from range, Saint.
Yeah, well, that's the position I like to see Stephen operating in, getting up there and supporting of Suarez, and they're getting each other's road a little bit there, and they have a slight
interesting
shot there from Stephen.
Yeah, just interesting to see how City have lined up. Saint, looks as though they're going to go to a back three here with Zabaleta slotting in there, and Kolarov and Milner, it looks as though, play as wing backs, which they did try out in pre-season, but they've switched to three rather than a back four.
Yeah, and big company there, as I think you'd be looking
Here's Tevez for City at the other end, out towards Samir Nasri, right-hand side, gets it back towards James Milner, to the byline, crossing towards Balotelli, good head by Martin Kelly, had to get that. Joe Allen will ask to pick it up, and the ball comes down the right-hand side now for Borini. It's a loose ball there by the Italian, and it comes all the way through towards Joe Hart, but that was a crucial interception by Martin Kelly.
It certainly was. The
game. Here comes Glenn Johnson for Liverpool, good sliding challenge comes in, Gerrard comes forward with a shot, it goes wide, straight behind for a goal kick. But of more interest is the fact that Jonjo Shelvey is stripped and ready to come on, Lucas, and Lucas Leiva is holding, what, the top of his right thigh by the looks of it, maybe even his groin.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you know, minutes into the game, Lucas, I think, I just had one touch, I don't know. I just showed you, for all the warm-up they do, and it doesn't seem to, you know, at times a player then starts the game and bang, you know, something goes.
Well, he's going to have to stay on the pitch for another moment or two, because the ball is still in play. City have it. It's with Pablo Zabaleta on the halfway line, left-hand side. Zabaleta, who played at right-back for City last week, but it's now the left-hand side of three centre-halves for City. Here's Carlos Tevez, midway inside the Liverpool half, gets it out to Balotelli on the left-hand side. Liverpool at the moment with 10.5 men, if you like, with Lucas struggling to keep pace with that injury, but Martin Kelly can clear the ball away. It will be a throw-in. Now the change will be made, and Lucas, who was so unfortunate last season with injury, he comes off. Jonjo Shelvey will come on, and that's the last thing that Brendan Rodgers wanted, Saints.
Oh, that's the last thing. But it, you know, Shelby's another young player who's been actually having good reviews of late when he's been in the first team. So, you know, a great chance for him today to come on and again maybe show what he can do.
Yaya Touré, it's a bit loose, but Liverpool not able to capitalise there, and Kompany will clear it away, trying to get one in behind Martin Skrtel, who's in a bit of trouble here. He brings down Mario Balotelli midway inside his own half. It will be a free kick to City, but no yellow card from Andre Mariner, but certainly Balotelli causing problems for Skrtel on the turn.
A big ugly tackle that one, wasn't it, Balotelli? The ball bounced in front of both of them, it was going over their heads. As it turned, you know, Skrtel had a pull at him and dragged him back. I don't think it was a bookable offence anyway. I don't think that he was going to get through one-on-one or anything like that.
This was a long way from goal, Saint, but I tell you what, Alexander Kolarov, he can strike a ball from this kind of range. It's got to be, what, 40 yards or so?
And you've got to worry about rebounds then.
And Alexander Kolarov, hands on hips, the Manchester City left-back. Here he comes, long run-up, Celtic over the wall, straight into the arms of Pepe Reina. One bounce and the Spaniard was able to get it safely into his midriff, and he immediately gets Liverpool on the march again with Gerrard finding Suarez. Loose one from the Uruguayan, but Gerrard does well to win it back from Balotelli. Quatez will play that one forward, and it's headed out by Alexander Kolarov. Gerrard up in the air to try and win the header. It comes to Balotelli on the left-hand side for City. This is midway inside the Liverpool half. Tevez helps it on for the run of Samir Nasri. Gets the ball into the box, well dealt with there by Martin Skrtel, volleys it away. Gerrard unable to keep it in, and it's a throw-in for City on this left-hand side. But that was a decent strike just then from the free kick from Kolarov, Saints.
Yes, it was a beauty, actually, and it was a good clean save by Pepe Reina. You know, low down, he got down, held it.
And Liverpool on the attack at the moment with Glenn Johnson over the halfway line towards Sterling, left-hand side, almost level with the edge of the penalty area, onto his right, across towards Borini. Oh, he's just wide inside the six-yard area. That was a good chance for the Italian. Lovely play by Sterling on the left-hand side. Got it onto his right boot, put the cross over. Borini came across and he couldn't quite convert it inside Joe Hart's post.
Well, that's the best chance of the game, and it was a terrific bit of skill there from young Sterling. Again, I mean, you know, this is his thing. He can go by people. And he come inside, whipped a wonderful ball in, and Borini gets on the end of it. And I don't know how much he went past the post, but from here, it looked as if it just shaded the post.
Glenn Johnson on the left-hand side, back towards Shelvey, midway inside City's half. He's looking for Gerrard. It's a bit loose. De Jong gets it away towards Balotelli. Balotelli being held up there by Martin Kelly. And then Yaya Touré will play a nice ball inside Glenn Johnson, and City are on the attack here with Milner getting the ball out towards the right-hand side for Nasri. Balotelli's infield. Here's Carlos Tevez, edge of the six-yard area, around the goalkeeper, and the ball has hit the post, and is it going to be cleared away? It's going to be picked up here by Pepe Reina. Some real fortune for Liverpool there. And then Reina's clearance goes straight to Manchester City. The danger not over just yet. The ball is with Yaya Touré over the halfway line. Well, Pepe Reina's just invited some unwelcome pressure on his back line here after a a let off there really, as the ball strikes the post and falls kindly for the Reds. It remains 0-0, but City come back on the attack again. It's Yaya Touré inside the centre circle. Liverpool just breathe a bit heavily here. It's Pablo Zabaleta on the left hand side, and maybe Liverpool have just weathered that storm for a couple of moments, because the ball is being forced over the halfway line. Suarez gives chase, but it comes back towards Joe Hart in the City goal. But a let off in St John.
Mayhem there, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't think Tevez was going to get the ball. It looked as if it was going to run dead on the right hand side, but he managed to get the ball, cut it back, and put it just went right across the face of the goal and hit the post. And there was no City player there to just tap it in.
Pablo Zabaleta, 15 yards inside the Liverpool half. It's with Yaya Touré. Spreads play out towards Kolo Touré on that right. Oh, Sterling almost won it back, and then Gerrard did get a block on, and Jonjo Shelvey picks it up out towards the left hand side. Sterling, nice layoff for Gerrard. Now Suarez looking for Sterling again. Zabaleta comes across. The ball only cleared as far as Luis Suarez. Out towards Sterling, left edge of the box, back heel towards Suarez. Only Barini in the middle. It's still Suarez. Loses his footing. City smuggle the ball away to the edge of the penalty area, but Liverpool really pressure in Manchester City, and Sterling very much at the heart of it, but City get away with it. They come forward down the left.
He has been terrific, this kid. I mean, when the ball goes to him, you know, the crowd has a lot of anticipation, and as again he intercepted a long ball out to the flank here and nodded it down to Steven Gerrard. You know, sensible stuff, good stuff. He's lighting the place up at the moment.
Glenn Johnson up towards Sterling. Now Johnson again, left hand side. He's in a bit of trouble here. He's played it across his own penalty area. Quates will pick it up. Balotelli's going to win it back here from Quates. Liverpool playing themselves into all sorts of trouble. Balotelli goes down, fouled by Kelly. It's a free kick to City, but all because Liverpool played a suicidal ball across their own penalty area by Johnson.
Well, this is what you're going to get if players have been asked to do this, you know, to play these square balls across their own face of their own goals, then you will get caught. You'll get caught at this level of football. It's always been the case from way back. You never do that, you know, never play these suicidal balls like that. And Pepe Reina did it and got caught as well. Now here we are, the worst of it is it's a free kick right on the corner of the box on the left hand side,
which is going to be taken by Samir Nasri for Manchester City. There's a two-man Liverpool wall. Nasri right foot, swings it towards the back post. Reina comes, nobody gets on the end of it. It goes clean behind for a goal kick to Liverpool. Frustration for Roberto Mancini away down in front of us, but Liverpool got away with that. That would have been a self-inflicted wound if that had gone in. Raheem Sterling, left-hand side, nice bit of footwork from the 17-year-old. Yeah. Puts it back to Gerrard, 30 yards out, left-hand side, comes infield, finds Suarez. Suarez out towards Glenn Johnson. Now Barini inside the area, right foot, shot deflected. That's going to go behind for a corner kick. It just opened up for Barini there. The ball deflects behind, corner kick for Liverpool.
That was a chance for Barini, edge of the box. He was able to get a shot and he had a little yard or two of space around him there. He's won the corner kick.
First one of the game in front of the cop. Steven Gerrard will go across to the left-hand side to take it. Martin Skrtel is forward. Sebastian Quates forward as well. It's short in towards Suarez. Couldn't quite get a connection on that. He was just trying to flick the ball back infield, but City are able to clear. Tevez has it on halfway, and this is where City are dangerous on the break. It's Samir Nasri on the right-hand side, being tracked by Allen and Kelly. And the two Liverpool youngsters do really well there. They team up, win the ball back, and then a beautiful ball by Allen down the left-hand side for Luis Suarez just over the halfway line. Gerrard, first-time ball for Suarez on the left. Kelly's asking for the ball on the penalty spot, but Suarez didn't see him. The ball is cleared away, and that will be a City throw. Good pressure from Liverpool.
Great pressure. Suarez has got to roll the ball back there, hasn't he? You know, Kelly's there, edge of the box, and Suarez, for some reason, did he not see him? He must have seen him.
This is good stuff from the home side. It's Barini laying the ball off for Gerrard. Now for Jonjo Shelvey. 30 yards out. Comes infield away from De Jong. Now for Suarez. Shot strikes Vincent Kompany and it's cleared away. Martin Kelly will pick it back up. First time volley into the area. Joe Hart will come across to take it. And the pressure relieved for City. And that was a shot which looked goal bound.
Well, where was that going? I'll tell you. If I hadn't got a block, I think it was going into the back of the net.
Well, Joe Hart thought so too. I think he was mid-air when that went.
It's a great little spell this for Liverpool.
Here comes Steven Gerrard, right-hand side. That's a good-looking ball into the box. Oh, deflected off Kompany and behind for a corner kick. What a wicked ball in by Steven Gerrard in between the goalkeeper and defenders. Kompany deflects it and it goes behind for a corner. Brilliant ball in.
Oh, brilliant ball of Steven there. And I mean, the ball just flashed about an inch over the bar.
And it's a corner kick to Liverpool in front of the Kop. You can hear the atmosphere here, the home fans enjoying this performance from their side so far. Steven Gerrard will come across to take the corner. There are five red shirts inside the city area for this one. And Steven Gerrard just raises both arms and signals to his teammates what he wants to do with it. Here he comes, right-footed corner towards Scott. Oh, what a goal! It's Liverpool's first Premier League goal of the season, and it's Martin Skrtel who's got it. A corner kick from Gerrard. Powerful header from Martin Skrtel. He celebrates his new contract in style. It has been coming, and with 34 minutes gone, it's Liverpool 1, Manchester City 0.
Well, it certainly deserved this little spell of pressure Liverpool have had in the last 10-15 minutes. Finally paid off here. Steven Gerrard, who takes all the corner kicks, and at times you wish somebody else would take a go at him as well, but this was a beauty because it evaded the goalkeeper. Skrtel comes in on his run, left whoever was marking him for dead, and bulleted a header in. It was a magnificent corner and a great header.
Martin Skrtel, who committed his future to the club this week, celebrates in style. A powerful header, a bullet from the Liverpool centre-half from Gerrard's corner. Joe Hart, absolutely no chance. And Liverpool in the lead with 10 minutes left in the first half. And it has been coming for a good few minutes because this has been a good spell for the home side.
Oh, it's been a great spell. And, you know, there was a... Up to 10 minutes or so ago, I was thinking, well, we're not going into this game here. This team are too good for us. But we have got into it, and, well, there you go, we're one up.
Sterling has really illuminated Liverpool's attack at times in this first half. Out towards Johnson, doing well from left back to get forward, down towards the byline, being held up by James Milner, his international teammate. Sterling again, infield to Shelby. Now Joe Allen, who's got a bit of space to work in. Nice disguised ball to Suarez, curls it! Just wide of the left-hand post by Luis Suarez. Joe Hart, I think, was confident that was going wide all the way, but it was a good effort by Luis Suarez after a nice reverse ball by Joe Allen.
Yeah, but the thing is, he had so much space as well. I mean, they're not picking people up. Defensively, City, you know, as a unit, are not playing that well because we are getting a lot of space. And Suarez just turned, had a look, and I thought, this is going in the top corner, goalkeeper's left-hand corner, but it just shaded it by the post.
Suarez, no, it's cleared away. And Manchester City have it now with Nigel de Jong out towards Yaya Toure. Across comes Johnson to close him down. The ball is played out towards Balotelli. Sterling has got back in the left-back position. He pulls down Balotelli. The referee's given a free kick here.
Balotelli bought that one.
He did.
Balotelli was running there and you know, he was tripping over a ball himself. He had a ball right under his feet. And I don't think it was a shove at all there.
Well, you look at the respective size of those two players. You've got Sterling, who must be 5'6", and Mario Balotelli is well over 6 foot tall. I think it would take a lot for Sterling to bring him down, but Balotelli did go down, and it's a free kick. We've had more than the 1 minute of stoppage time that was allocated, and it's a free kick on the edge of the penalty area. Well, a couple of yards outside, just on the right-hand corner, and Kolarov is going to take it. He's already forced one save from Pepe Reina from a free kick so far. This one from a tighter angle. Reina's got a two-man wall inside his penalty area, and we just wait to see what Kolarov can produce from this as we wait for the referee's half-time whistle. Here comes Kolarov. It will be left-footed. In it comes. It comes off the wall. Will come for Nasri on the edge of the box. Who's still alive. Nasri gets a shot away. Comes off a red shirt. And the referee blows his whistle for half-time. And what an excellent first half it's been for Liverpool as well. It perhaps took a few minutes to really get into the stride. But as the half grew on, Liverpool got stronger and stronger. And in the end, they got the breakthrough. Steven Gerrard's dangerous ball in was cleared behind for a corner kick. Gerrard himself took the corner on 34 minutes. And Martin Skrtel powered in a header which gave Joe Hart absolutely no chance. That's the goal that gives Liverpool the advantage at half-time. City have hit the post in that first half as well. But in truth, they've not asked as many questions of Liverpool as you would expect the Premier League champions to do. Liverpool have had a good first half. They've been forced into one change, losing Lucas to injury after 4 minutes. But really, it hasn't done too much to disrupt Liverpool's play, Saints.
No, I think Jonjo Shelvey has done very well in the middle of the park there. I think he's had a good game. I think the team as a whole weathered the storm of City, who were imposing themselves for the first sort of 20 minutes or so. But young Sterling was the man, because he was getting the crowd going. Every time he got the ball, the crowd were up, and he was doing sensible things. You know, he would try to beat people when he needed to beat them. He would lay it off when he needed to lay it off, get a cross in. And I think, you know, he's been a breath of fresh air. And I was worried that he maybe just the whole thing would overwhelm, but he's got the temperament to handle it, and he's been great, smashing. So, you know, there's him, and as I say, Shelby's done well stepping in for Lucas when he went off. He hasn't let the team down, and I think all in all, we're operating well. As you see, Alan in middle of the field, you know, he's knocking the ball around. He's a kid that doesn't give the ball away. He's always sensible with it. Steven's getting more and more involved, Steven Gerrard involved in it. And, you know, I just think that playing against this team, or a strong team, Manchester City, I think it's been a very, very good performance for the first half performance.
Yeah,
certainly deserved to be one up.
City have had spells of possession, and only really the one dangerous opportunity, which was when Tevez went around Reina and the ball hit the post and came back to Reina. A bit of fortune there for Liverpool, but apart from that, there have been some hopeful balls in behind, but not too many questions. I hope we're not tempting fate there, but
that's right.
Really trouble.
You know, I think young Coates is doing okay. You know, I mean, we'll need to wait and see the second half if he ever gets caught, but he hasn't been doing badly against Balotelli, so That's been a good plus. Johnson's bombing along down the left-hand side there, which they're asked to do. Kelly doing the same thing down the right-hand side. So we're getting plenty of attacking width in our game.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Don't be blue. Get a brand new iPad when we accept your claim. Visit hamsonhughes.com.
And the two sets of players now fully back out. Pepe Reina scampers across to the Kop and takes the applause from the home fans away to our right-hand side. And we hope very much that all the action will be at the other end in this second half, as Liverpool look to build on an excellent first-half performance. There have been no changes from either manager at half-time. Manchester City get us underway, attacking from left to right towards the Kop end as we look. Nigel de Jong has it. Back to Yaya Toure again, 10 yards inside Liverpool's half, being closed down by Jonjo Shelvey. It's a loose ball, it's well won by Guarini down the right-hand side. He's got support from Suarez. Can he find him? He can. Suarez gets his shot away. Oh, he pulled it just wide of the far post. That was a real opportunity for Liverpool then, made by Fabio Guarini down the right-hand side. He won the ball cleverly. He had Suarez for support, found him, and Luis Suarez just couldn't quite prod that ball into the far corner of the goal. It remains 1-0.
Well, again, that was an example of what we was talking about in the first half with his square balls. I mean, that was a shocking square ball in their own half of the field, gets caught out, and Liverpool go through there, and that again was fractionally wide, wasn't it, by Suarez. But I mean, you've got international players here, and they're making elementary mistakes.
Tevez comes forward, but Jonjo Shelvey wins it, finds Gerrard, onto Shelvey again. Oh, he was looking for Suarez in the end, and Suarez just turned his back on the ball to make a run. City have got it back with the substitute, Edin Dzeko, now for James Milner, just 10 yards outside the Liverpool half. Tevez, everything to his left here, trying to come away from Sterling. Cross comes out, it's going to be back into the box, and Yaya Toure has got an equalising goal for Manchester City. Bit of a scramble inside the six-yard area from the cross. Liverpool never quite got it clear. It fell for Yaya Toure, and with 63 minutes on the clock, it's now Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1.
Well, I'm not too sure if Pepe Reina wasn't the fall guy at the very end of it there. You know, when Tevez crossed it, he came flying out there, and he ended up outside the six-yard box when the ball's getting knocked into the net. He came out and missed it, and that just fell kindly, I think, off Kelly. For Yaya Toure to knock in from about 2 or 3 yards.
Well, it was a lucky deflection as far as Manchester City were concerned. Yeah. It just came off the thigh of Martin Kelly, fell kindly for Yaya Toure. and he just spun inside the six-yard area and slotted that ball into the back of the net. 63, almost 64 minutes on the clock. It's Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1. We've got a real last 25 minutes on our hands now, Ian Sunshine.
Oh, got a humdinger.
Quatez wins it. That's well won in midfield there by Barini. 1-2 with Gerrard, and Barini does well to lay it off now for John Joe Shelby. He's got runners either side. Infield is Gerrard, 25 yards out. That's a good block there by Rodwell, but he used a hand for it, and that will be a free kick for Liverpool, 25 yards from goal.
Well, Steven Gerrard never appealed for a foul. He smashed the ball, and Rodwell was lying right across it. Hit him, certainly, and blocked it. And Steven never put his hands up looking for a foul on it. Rodwell's a bit miffed at this, telling the referee, but... There you go. It hit his knee, then went onto his hands.
He had his hands raised, but yeah. You could say it's hard to make that tackle without your hands naturally coming up anyway.
He's going to ground, but hit his knees first and then deflected onto his hands. Anyway, it's a free kick. It's about, 30 yards out, would you say?
Yep. Liverpool want to make a change first. Martin Kelly is going to come off here, and Jose Enrique is going to come on. So presumably Glenn Johnson will go to right back. Enrique will come on the left-hand side. Back from injury for Liverpool. Kelly has had a good game for Liverpool this afternoon.
Yes,
he
has.
Unfortunate with the deflection, though, for the City goal. But we'll just dwell on Martin Kelly in a second. But Liverpool have a free kick here. Perhaps 25 yards from goal, slightly to the right-hand side. Luis Suarez and Steven Gerrard stand over this one. There is a four-man Manchester City wall on the edge of the 18-yard box. Here comes Suarez, curls it, puts in! Luis Suarez gets his first league goal of the season. It's a beautiful free kick from the Uruguayan right around the wall. And Manchester City, we're only back in the game for 3 minutes. Liverpool back in front through Luis Suarez. Liverpool 2, Manchester City 1. And the free kick, so costly given against Jack Rodwell. Whether that now becomes a talking point after the game. Gerrard's drive blocked by the arms of Rodwell. That led to the free kick. And whatever the rights or wrongs of the free kick, Saint, Luis Suarez takes a beauty.
It was a beauty. It was just, and I mean just inside the goalkeeper's left-hand post. That was a beauty. That was a great goal.
The ball is clipped forward by the Reds out towards Fabio Barini, picked up, gets it to Suarez, looking for Barini again. This is really good play. Liverpool are in here. Barini down the right hand side, looks for Suarez, interception by Rodwell, and then headed out from the edge of the penalty area towards Kolarov. Gerrard comes across, he knocks it out for a throw in. Manchester City will have it in the left back position, but Barini is starting to show one or two flashes of being a really dangerous player.
He certainly is, but I think he picked the wrong man out. Sterling was at the back post, he was coming in from the angle of the back post, and he should have been the man to pick out.
Oh, here come Liverpool again with Glenn Johnson inside the area, goes to the ground. Is that a penalty? No, says referee Andre Mariner. It was a great burst from right back by Glenn Johnson. He tried to get through on goal, he went to ground. No foul, says the referee, and Manchester City will try and attack themselves with Edin Dzeko inside the centre circle. Looks for the ball down the inside left channel, but it's won back by Suarez inside his own half. Still Luis Suarez, good play out towards Raheem Sterling down the left hand side. Jose Enrique overlaps for him. Here is the Spaniard, early ball into the box, cleared away only as far as Steven Gerrard outside of the right boot. He's looking for Glenn Johnson. That's a nice ball by the skipper. Johnson gets it midway inside City's half, comes infield, left footed ball. Oh, look for Barini, bit too much on that one. It goes behind for a goal kick, but again some nice build up play from Liverpool. And there was a penalty shout in the middle of that as well. Glenn Johnson went to ground under a challenge from Kolarov. Not sure, Saint.
Well, I'm just in the replay of it now, and Kolarov certainly got the ball, came in and slid the ball away from Johnson. So, no, I mean, it looked pretty dramatic, but no, I don't think that was a penalty.
Oh, it's a poor ball by Skrtel straight to Tevez. One-on-one with Pepe Reina, and Tevez has got an equalising goal. Suicidal defending from Martin Skrtel. He just didn't look where the City players were. He gave it straight to Carlos Tevez. He goes around Pepe Reina and slots it into the back of the net. 10 minutes left on the clock, and Liverpool have handed Manchester City a second goal. It's Liverpool 2, Manchester City 2.
What a Skrtel actually thinking about. I mean, to turn around and blindly play the ball back to your goalkeeper. But I mean, how often have we mentioned that today? How many times have we said about this suicidal passing back? And it's okay saying, well, you will eventually get it right, but this is costing us points. I mean, that's two goals today. Shocking that. I mean, what's Big Skirtle thinking about?
Well,
and Tevez, thank you very much. Pepe comes out, edge of the box, little sidestep, and just slide it into the empty net.
Well, last time Liverpool lost the lead, they came back within 3 minutes. Can they do something similar again here? Raheem Sterling trying to do just that on the edge of the 18-yard box, trying to get it onto his right boot. He finds Gerrard. This is promising for Liverpool. He needs some support, though. Shelby is there. Can Shelby drive one at goal? He can. Oh, just wide of the post from John Joe Shelby. A great left-footed drive there from the midfielder, teed up by Gerrard onto his left boot. That wasn't far wide of Joe Hart's left-hand post.
Oh, it was a cracking effort, and Steven Gerrard just set him up lovely. Just said, there you are, son, have a shot from there. And it was, what, inches over.
8 minutes left in this game. Liverpool 2, Manchester City 2. Andy Carroll is stripped and ready to come on. He's just getting some last-minute instructions. I think I could give those instructions. Try and score and don't give the ball away to anyone.
If it comes up, head it in.
Here is David Silva, midway inside Liverpool territory, infield towards Dzeko. This is dangerous for Liverpool. It's Dzeko, 20 yards out. Oh, shoots for goal, and he drags that one not a million miles wide of Reina's left-hand post, and that will allow Liverpool to make the substitution. It's going to be Fabio Borini who comes off, and Andy Carroll is going to come on. It's a great applause here from the Liverpool crowd against the opponents against whom he scored his first two Liverpool goals a couple of seasons ago. He will come on and will desperately try and do something similar here again, and that will mean that Suarez goes wide left, Sterling goes wide right, and Carroll will go right through the middle.
Well, he will do it. Little Sterling's going to the right.
The ball is with Yaya Toure, who got the first. Now out towards Carlos Tevez again. Sterling is back at him, doing a good defensive job. Here comes City with Kolarov. Dzeko! Oh, he's turned it over the top of the crossbar. There's a decent chance there. Kolarov's ball in from the left-hand side. Dzeko at the near post. And I think we'd say we were grateful that it was Edin Dzeko who was there to get on the end of it.
It was a chance. It was a very good chance.
Kolo Touré as far as Gerrard. Now for Glenn Johnson again. Well forward from right back for Liverpool. In the dying moments of this game,
that
it's 2-2. Here comes Sterling. Cross towards Carroll. It's away by Zabaleta. But at the expense of a Liverpool corner kick with 3.5 minutes on the clock.
A fraction higher for the cross there from Sterling, and Andy was getting it. There's a back post, and the defender just managed to get it in front of him. All it needed was just a little inch or two more on the cross. Oh, it's some excitement now, isn't it?
87 minutes on the clock. Liverpool 2, Manchester City 2. Steven Gerrard lines up the corner kick on that right-hand side. Skirtle and Quattes in there. Andy Carroll is there as well. Here comes Gerrard's corner. It's towards Andy Carroll. It's too high. It will come for John Joe Shelby on the back post. Comes in Bill. Curls one. Headed behind there by Kolo Touré. It's another corner kick for Liverpool and another chance to keep the pressure on.
Oh, that one looked as if it might have gone in.
This is exactly where Liverpool want the ball in these closing couple of minutes. They've twice led, twice been pegged back by the champions. Steven Gerrard will take another corner kick for Liverpool. Then it comes right-footed towards Carroll. Gets something on that ball. It's high in the air. Cleared away. Volley from Suarez. Appeals for hands. Not given by the referee. Suarez cross. Carroll is there. Off the line. And cleared away on this near side by Kolarov. Andy Carroll's header. Look, goal bound there. And it was cleared away. Here is John Joe Shelby. That's a good ball to the right. And Raheem Sterling, in the end, he allowed it to bounce and he couldn't keep it under control. It goes out for a throw-in. Oh. And what a chance this was a moment or so ago. It was a corner kick, not cleared by City. A volley from Suarez was cleared. The second ball came in towards the back post. Andy Carroll won it in the air. And that may well have been goal-bound, Sings, but it was cleared away from inside the six-yard box.
Oh, I think it was goal-bound. The defender was in there and then clearing it. Oh, that's been an incredible finish to the game, isn't it?
There's Joe Allen's kick, and that is the end of an excellent Premier League game here at Anfield. Liverpool have twice led the Premier League champions, Manchester City, first of all through Skirtle, then through Luis Suarez, but both times Manchester City came back to equalise. It's a share of the spoils, but Liverpool have really asked a lot of questions of the champions today, and they will feel deflated, despite the good performance, that they've not taken 3 points in. Everybody in the trouble. Liverpool will feel they should have taken the 3 points.
But it was such a cracking game, yes, but it was a marvellous game. It was end to end. I mean, going right to the wire here, even the time added on was exciting. It was going end to end. You know, either team could have won it. But it was just a super performance. I mean, there was a lot of great football getting played, a lot of silly mistakes, which added to the excitement of it, of course. But all in all, I just think it was a compelling game. The crowd are loving it. You know, they're clapping the teams off the pitch. And I think it's great. I mean, it's a pity we didn't win, you know, our first big game for the manager here at Anfield in the league. But he's got to be happy with what he's seen there. You know, the commitment from the players, the way we were trying to impose our style on the game, and a lot of it looked good. I think he'll be happy with that, even though we think, well, you know, there's 2 points gone.
We're obviously looking at it from a Liverpool point of view, but I imagine even a neutral must have enjoyed that, because both teams have tried to play football here. They've attacked at both ends, and it's been a cracking game of football.
If you were sitting at home with your feet up watching that on the box, you'd have been shouting at the telly as well, because it was so exciting at times. It was just a great game. And, you know, I think all neutrals would have looked at that and really enjoyed it as well. The football at times was terrific. I thought we played some lovely football. I think there's the message you're getting across about possession, but how costly can it be when players switch off and think that, like Skirtle, there's nobody behind them? You know, and Tevez, one of the most dangerous men on the planet, and you give the ball straight to him and walk around the goalkeeper. Those are the silly things, the mistakes you've got to cut out. If you're playing this style of football, you can't afford to be taking chances and guessing that there's nobody there. You've got to make sure. You've got to have a quick look over your shoulder. All it takes, a little quick look. Anybody there? No, then fine. I can play the ball back. So it's a learning process.
Post-match. The great thing for me is I got great hope from today. So I think we'll, as I said, we're only going to get better and improve, because the boys are taking in the new concepts. But what you've seen today was a Liverpool team that was fighting for the club and a young team as well.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Don't see red. Get a brand new iPad when we accept your claim. Visit hampsonhughes.com.